Guest on our program today, we are visiting with Eli Steins, Boone Mayor. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's feeling like fall.
Isn't it?
Today, yep.
And we'll have Trunk or Treat coming up, among
Absolutely.
Other things.
Absolutely. That'll be a blast on Thursday.
And by the way, yes, I did double check. The chili feed is November 6th. For the police department.
Yep. Again, so I both mean. Of those events helping with Shop with a Cop.
So anyway, that's going on too. Speaking of cops. You did get to deliver the oath of office to a new police officer last night.
Yep, Cale Nave, local resident. His father's been part-time with the department for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so he's officially joining as a full-time police officer. So that'll be great, bringing us up to full force.
And this is one of those issues that the chief had and basically laid out the plan for the council.
Yes.
That Riley Bryant on active duty.
That's right.
And when he comes back... we will be looking at within the year, basically.
Mandatory retirement.
Coming up in the department. So
yep. So force went down a little bit, and then we got it back up. And then when Riley comes back, we'll kind of level out. And so looking towards the future to maintain stability.
We'll do that. Well, let's talk about some of the big things from last night, because you had a lot of big things there.
It was actually a lot of important events and items on the agenda that we worked through pretty quickly, though.
So, annually, we get Maggie Berger, Spear Financial. The city's worked with Spear Financial a long time. You can tell it when she gives the report. We know we're a pretty solid financial position. I guess that's probably the big takeaway from
that. Yeah, the takeaway is that the city's in a really strong fiscal position. We also discussed our bond rating, which was an A1 rating. She went into pretty good detail about what goes into that. How good it is and how that saves the taxpayers money. When we do go out for a general obligation bond, we're able to get better rates. And we are on the cusp of potentially getting an upgrade if we keep going in the right direction. And so that would be awesome to see. But, debt is low. We have a lot of available debt capacity if there were to be an important project we needed to complete. Or if there were an emergency, mm-hmm. we have a lot of cash on hand, and that helps with our bond rating and our rates as well.
They like to know you're conservative, you're fiscally conservative.
Yep, yep. And on the other hand, we want to get stuff done, too.
Sure.
We want to invest where we need to invest. So we had the utility committee meeting prior to the council meeting, and they're working through a lot of upgrades that are going to be needed.
This is tied into DAISY,
yep.
So we're starting to look at...
Yep.
Those portions of your infrastructure.
Now we're getting to the portion that's specific to DAISY. That's right.
I think probably the one thing I got out of that she pointed out was you're on general obligation capacity.
Yes.
You're like permitted would be like $53 million,
yes.
Which you're not going to do, folks.
No.
But the question was asked, what do most communities have? How do we stack up compared to those? And she said, you're pretty low.
Yeah, relatively, we're very low. Almost no general obligation debt. And if you look at the percentage that's used, it's like 7% of something of the overall capacity.
So, pretty good. And she said most communities try to hang out at about 20%.
Yep, absolutely. So our finance officer, Andre Elmquist, throughout the years, worked very, very hard to get us in this strong position.
We did have a bond sale last night, by the way.
We did.
Just under
1.375.
I got pretty good bids for it. And so interest rates, just under 3.3.
Yeah.
It seems pretty good for the way things have been going.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you compare that to the rate of inflation, so that's almost even with one another. So you're not really paying too much towards interest above the rate of inflation, if you want to think about it that way.
Mm-hmm. And this got approved, the dollars to be used for some of the work that's going into, I'm guessing, Hancock Drive Extension?
Hancock Drive Extension. That's, the city's portion of that, and the state's paying 80% through the RISE grant.
So, and I did not drive by to see if they started moving, but my understanding was that potentially they could be over starting to move some of the trees and do some of the preliminary work over on the east side.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of action happening quickly, weather permitting.
And I'm going to jump right then to another street project.
Mm-hmm.
This is one, we knew it was coming. I think Waylon Andrews had mentioned or brought it up to the council. He said, this is the area where I want to go next.
Yes.
It deals with a lot of issues, and it's going to be basically First Street to Cedar Street. And it's got a lot of alternates are going to be in.
Right. Yep. And then down Cedar Street across. So we will have, 19 intersections along First Street and the ancillary
I think that
side
was the
streets.
Big thing he pointed out. He said this will take care of a lot of intersections that have had issues.
So I've been talking about this for a while now. I'm very excited about it, actually. So a large resurfacing project along First Street and the side streets with those add alternates. And I'm very hopeful we will get good bids and we have the funding available to do all of those add alternates. Part of the reason why they're listed as add alternates is because they're not on the main collector road, and so they can't be used with the swap funding, and so we have to have other funds for that is the reasoning that Wayland explained.
And this is the process the city has started using actually a number of years ago. We're going to do the mill and overlay because we can get more done.
Yep.
Still cost $1 million or whatever. It's going to be, it does cost. But you save money, you use money out of two fiscal years from road use tax and some of the
Then you get the efficiency of doing one large project so you don't have all of the fees that go into setting it up and engineering and stuff like that. You get it all done at once. You know, there'll be
utility. And you really don't have to borrow for it.
No, we don't have to, you know, not borrowing at all for this. There'll be, you know, storm sewer intakes, manhole covers, curb, you know, repair and things like that along the way to spruce things up. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be a big benefit for everybody starting the next school year when they go down that road.
So this will be something that will be bid probably over the winter to start next year. And
it's a big, long process.
And hopefully we get, and you, well, as we know, most of the work will be taking care of the curb, gutter, stormwater intakes, things like that.
The road itself is relatively straightforward. It's all of those other things that go into it.
So anyway, that's going to be a big one coming up. And I know that's one of the things people keep talking about. Do more roads.
Yep. But, and, you know, we've planned out a couple years after that, have a couple roads in mind, you know, finalize those details as time goes along. But, yeah, the plan is out several years, I mean, you know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Well, you have to give so many years to the DOT.
That's absolutely
every
right.
Time, so.
That's absolutely right.
One of the other projects that we thought might have been done a few years ago, but finally getting to it, and that's going to be that underground storage, water storage down at the water works.
Yep, approval to start on that project.
Mm-hmm. So, and will this now, because we have the grant, Community Development Block Grant,
CBDG.
But this will be going out for bids now, too, and we'll see how we do with that. Again, couldn't delay it anymore because of Daisy, but over the, I mean
this has been in the works for a long
like 10
time.
Years,
yeah,
so
before my time on council.
And it's been, we need to do some work on it. Well, we'll just nurse it along another year.
Yeah, yep, you have to get it done.
So that one's going to be a big one going on as well. Those some of the things. Probably one of the big things was we finally got the development agreement, again, between...
Yes. With little fanfare, council approved the development agreement with the state of Iowa and Daisy Brands and the city of Boone for them to formalize the agreement that we've been talking about for several years now.
Get her done here.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about logos because you narrowed
logos,
down the list. This is not probably one of the high priority things, but this does create quite a bit of discussion among the council.
Yep, yep.
A lot of personal preference in this.
Right, right, yep. So the Arts Advisory Board president or chairman, Courtney Sisson, had like 20 different logos, I believe, 25 different logos from the design company that went through the Arts Advisory Board. They whittled it down to 10, and they had a bunch of different types of varieties of them, and council chose to whittle it down a little bit more, and they kind of wanted to go with a color palette that was similar to the school district and kind of have some uniformity there to reflect the shared partnership and stuff like that.
So what's next then?
What's next is Courtney is going to take those two logos back to the designer, get the color schemes the right way, and bring it back to council. And then I am not sure if council will make a decision immediately or if they'll put it out for public input first. So we'll kind of see what they want to do. But there are two different logos. One of them is kind of similar to the logo we have now with the flowing script, and it's got some little wave things on the side of it. And the other one has more stripped down, and it's got the outline of the arch, and it says City of Boone on it. I think both are very good, and we'll just kind of see which direction we want to go. And we wanted to make sure also that it was going to look good on trucks and things of that nature, and we made sure that whatever we get, we'll be able to do it in black and white, so it stands out on a blue truck. On if we put on blue trucks and red trucks with a fire truck and everything like that.
So we got all of that. You got to think about all of those.
There's more logistics than you could possibly imagine. So
I think probably compared to what you have now, much more simplified.
It is simplified. There's a lot of detail in our current logo, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's quite nice, but you know, just kind of modernizing it. And there were a couple of options that were pretty busy, and I don't think council wanted to go that direction.
Yeah. And colors, trying to keep some basic colors going there, too. Well, we'll see how it goes. I know she'll be back with those, and then we'll get a chance to take a look at that. I had a chance for Harrison Swift to give you a quick update, quarterly update on things that are going on through the Regional Economic Alliance. You did get to sit in on a visit from the governor to talk about some of the things that are going on in Boone County. I know.
Yes.
I don't know if she brought up property taxes, you guys or not, but
she did. Yep.
She does have concerns about impacts that might have.
That's right. Yeah, she listened to all of the different considerations that would happen when you alter property taxes. It was a big roundtable with a lot of different leaders, and she was very impressed with the level of cooperation that the city has with the school district and with the hospital. And she praised us for those efforts. And I think that's something that we really should have as a feather in our cap, that we can work together across agencies to get things done efficiently.
And we do have, at least groups that are a group that works together, getting everybody together. What issues are coming up and what kinds of things are you working on?
Building a better Boone. Yep. We meet a couple of times a year.
Keep doing that. Other things that are going on for you here. We heard a little bit from Mike Cornelis. Somebody stole my stump.
Reports.
That's what he said.
That's what I said, yeah. Reports of stolen stumps all around the parking. But no, that was a goal that council had, and we thought it was going to take several years to get all those stumps out. It did not. 356 stumps in the parking that have built up over a number of years. Derecho, Emerald Ash Borer. You couldn't get the trees down fast enough to get the stumps done at the time. And we really wanted to make a concerted effort with the Park Commission to get all those stumps out so that we can plant new canopy. Please, if you want to plant a new tree in the parking, there is a form on the city website. You can apply and make sure it's the right tree in the right location, and we can get some new trees growing in there.
So the upside is the city did budget some money for that. It had a real good bid of only $26,000, I think, and DJ's tree service all of a sudden.
And it was very quick. I left my house, and the stump was there, and Mike talked to me later on the day. He's like, yep, all the stumps are done. I was like, even mine? It's like, I went back home, and it was gone.
We know the Park Commission then, because there are some extra resources, dollars there, started taking a look at. Now, let's move into a couple, because they had a bunch taken out in the parks.
Yes,
they have some issues there.
Linwood Park Cemetery and all the parks, they want to get all those stumps done, too. They'll use the funds that are all already allocated, and they are also going to put in the CIP for a stump grinder, so that when we take a tree down, we can grind the stump as well. And whenever we're going to contract a tree out, we'll always include the stump grinding in that, so we don't get in this backlog position again.
I know that they did do the park board did get the bids for the hazardous tree removal. I know he didn't really mention that so much last night, but again, another very good bid, DJ's Tree Service, and they bid, I think, under what the estimate was for 20 trees to be taken down. So they will be. They'll be moving ahead
those
with that.
Hazard
You'll
trees.
See that happening. Those are usually the dead dying, and they might even add a few extra in there, too, if they... He's got a lengthy list. I think he said at one time there's like 100 trees that he monitors every year.
Yes, he really takes a close look at all of the trees and their various stages, and he wants to keep the trees up as long as possible because we need that canopy. The other thing Councilman Angstrom asked about was about ice skating this winter, and we're going to get a new rink, apparently. I did not know this.
Okay. No, they did stick in an application to Iowa Wild.
Yes.
And they're going to supply a rink.
Yeah. So
that, or the not the rink, but the liner.
Right. Yeah. And so I think that's a more sustainable solution. You don't have to worry about water and things like that. So,
well, we'll see. So far, I don't know if they've come up with a plan on who's
working through the logistics.
Who's working it? So we'll see how this all comes together. But again, that was a big thing. Yeah. That they've had liners before, but they usually don't last real long. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges they face. We know Nate Osmundson's got some things coming up. He talked about a lot of the programs he had been doing. He's got working now to try to put together some ideas for seniors.
That's exactly right. Yep. Check the city website for details on his fireside chats in the fireplace room of the library for seniors to talk about what kind of activities that the city can put together to keep them active, keep them social, and have a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of housing construction going on. Mm-hmm. So this one kind of, like you, I thought it was the grant program.
Yeah.
You're not the only one that was wondering about that.
Yeah.
The city does have this housing incentive program, and Andrea Elmquist brought this back. It is not the one where we get grant money from Central Iowa Regional Housing.
Right, yeah. It's not the one for home improvements. It's for construction. Mm-hmm. And I went back through my notes and I was like, oh yes, it's right there. It's just, you know, get in the moment and you're
it's something started a couple of years ago, I think, when we started to do the fill-in housing
It was early on in my time in council, I believe we started this $10,000 reimbursement for construction of a new home, $5,000 to the developer and $5,000 to the homeowner upon a certificate of occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain price restrictions and things like that on there.
But it really helped with your infill.
Yes.
And that was one of the big things.
Yeah. Yep. To incentivize building a new house where there had been a demolition so that we can get that turnaround and get back on the tax rolls and get a nice house for somebody to live in.
And right now she said she's got a couple of realtors that have projects that they would like to move forward with. So
that's exciting news.
We'll, the council... Are we doing this? Are we adding more money to it?
They're like, yep, no question.
Okay.
And we had funds available from the general fund that would be able to more than sustain that. And I think this is an important thing to note, that there are really two different types of development that are happening in housing-wise in Boone. It's we have larger centralized developments, like we have a Hunziker and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we also have a lot of housing construction individually in these infill lots in neighborhoods, refreshing the housing stock. And so we're kind of getting new houses on both ends.
The other part is looking for, and I know that's still a project going on, single-family homes.
Yep.
That's still an ongoing effort to find work with people on that.
Absolutely.
Developers, too, that would like to
do. So we have some prospects that we should be able to announce very soon.
And we got that going on. Now, the other one, let's go back to the one we liked, which was the rehabilitation that kept people in their homes.
Oh, great.
I haven't seen the report recently, but I know Brenda Dreyer was handling
it. Brenda was handling that. I'm going to have lunch with Harrison Swift this afternoon, actually, and ask him if he can pursue another round of funding from the state on that and see what we need to do to get that, to continue that program, because I think it's incredibly beneficial to lower income and disabled individuals to stay in their homes.
That was one of those that offered again, if they used a local contractor and could be as much as $10,000 and definitely, again, something where they could stay in their homes.
Absolutely.
And I know that's something that we like to see.
Yeah.
All right. Man, busy.
Other notes? We had a lot going on.
That was one, that kind of came up quickly. And we are going to be seeing the central office looking for a new finance officer.
Yes, our finance officer put in a 2 weeks notice. And so we are going to have a job posting out for that. And so we're really trying to look for somebody that can come in with experience in municipal finance, which is a little bit different than, the private sector.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different regulations you have to follow.
Different buckets there.
The unfortunate thing is both Jefferson and Nevada are also looking for a finance officer. And so there's a lot of demand along the Highway 30 corridor for finance officers.
And when you get a lot of projects going on, it does put pressure on them. So we know that. Otherwise, I think most meetings done for the month, I think. Unless we have any special Park has a special one coming up that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. But that's got to do with Memorial Park and the arrangements for that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be coming up on Wednesday. Otherwise, Trunk or Treat coming up.
Trunk or Treat's coming up. Halloween on the 31st, trick-or-treating. And then afterwards, there is the parade, new parade downtown. So wrap up your trick-or-treating. You can go downtown and have a little bit of extra fun right before you go home.
So,
and Halloween's on a Friday, so it's a perfect situation this year.
There we go. There, yeah, we get it all. Get them sugared up.
Yep.
I think if Mother Nature holds, should be pretty good.
It will be a great holiday, yeah.
All righty. Thanks for joining us today. Again, Boone Mayor Eli Stein's our guest on our program today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.